I'm Carol Hills, and this is The World. The Syrian city of Raqqa was under the control of ISIS militants for 3 years. It's hard to understate the group's brutality there. There were public executions, and women were essentially erased from public view in the city. Last year, a U.S.-led air assault routed ISIS and left much of the city completely destroyed. Richard Hall visited Raqqa recently. He reports for Britain's independent newspaper, and my colleague Marco Werman spoke with him.
Rich, Raqqa was a former capital of the ISIS caliphate. When you drive through the city today, what do you see?
You can just see rubble everywhere. You see collapsed buildings, destroyed buildings. There are things that you can't see as well. So the electricity is still out in most of the city. Most people just use generators and they go out at night. Water still hasn't been delivered to most areas of the city and it's still in ruins pretty much.
All right, let's come back to that anger in a second. I want to ask you about one of the key people in charge of rebuilding Raqqa, a woman you met, a young engineer named Leila Mustafa. Tell us about her and what motivates her.
Yeah, she's really interesting. She grew up in Raqqa, actually. So she studied civil engineering, and now she is the co-leader of the Raqqa Civil Council. Now, this is the council that has been put there by the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces, who kicked ISIS out of the city. Obviously, she's from Raqqa, so she has an interest in rebuilding it. But she is a civil engineer, so she's an expert in rebuilding bridges, rebuilding homes, construction, roads, that kind of thing.
It's pretty extraordinary. I mean, in the years that ISIS ran Raqqa, they silenced women. They turned them into slaves. And now Leila Mustafa is in charge of rebuilding Raqqa post-ISIS. That is a wild turnaround.
It is, yeah. She's their immediate successor, you could say. And in every way, the complete opposite of what came before her. She's this very confident, outspoken woman who talks a lot about women's rights and the need to kind of change the mentality that allowed ISIS to come along. She's very impressive and very smart and very young, too. She's only 30 years old, and she's in charge of this huge city. And she just has an incredible challenge ahead of her. And like I say, the city is just, it's a complete mess. And no one seems willing to help or give enough help to really get things moving and rebuild the city.
The U.S. led the air campaign to rout ISIS. How does somebody like Leila Mustafa feel about the absence of the U.S. in rebuilding the city?
She's very diplomatic, in her words, as you can imagine, because she needs their help. The U.S. has paused funds for stabilization efforts in Syria. That's hundreds of millions of dollars. And Leila Mustafa and people in her position say this money is desperately needed. Now, the U.S. is tying this money. It says it won't give this money to rebuild Raqqa unless there's a political solution. So it's essentially holding the city hostage until the Assad government gives some concessions and agrees to some kind of agreement.
Are other countries filling the void, like Russia?
Not at the moment, no. No one really wants to get involved with rebuilding Raqqa and give them money to help them.
And what about families in Raqqa who lost their loved ones in airstrikes? What are they getting?
Nothing. The same. I spoke to a guy who had lost several members of his own family in an airstrike in the final days of the campaign. And I asked him whether he had tried to get compensation or anything from the U.S. He says there's no hope of that whatsoever. People who have had their houses destroyed aren't going to get any help to rebuild them from the international community. They don't have any hope of getting compensation for the death of their loved ones either.
Richard Hall wrote about his recent visit to Raqqa, Syria for The Independent. He's been speaking with us from his base in Beirut. Rich, thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.